Why, hello there, guys. Welcome to the DBA podcast. This is day five. As you can tell, everyone's kind of riled up right now. Lily's dying in the background. Yeah, this is our last night at CIY.
Hi.
This episode is a little different because I'm the only guy here. It's everyone else is girls. We have Isabella in here.
Hello, guys. How's it going?
We have
Sylvia.
We have
Lily. I'm also the golden beaver.
We have. We have. Who else do we have here?
Macy.
All right. And who is this?
I'm over here. My name is Sophie. I'm currently falling off a chair. That's why I'm sounding like this because I'm falling.
I'm 12 and I never learned how to read.
Not like actual live, but like when we post it, it does. But
oh my gosh.
Welcome, guys.
We need to stop bringing up the mommy thing.
All right. I don't know what's happening right now, but. No. Is that real? Yes. And you didn't consult it with me first. All right. Go to bed. I'm joking. All right. Lily wants to do a little special song. And I think Sylvia is gonna duet with her. So take it away, guys.
Appreciate that, really.
Starting up.
We're gonna. Don't you worry about a thing. Ready?
Okay.
Three. Okay, I'm holding it here. I'm holding it.
What?
Don't you worry about a thing, baby. Don't you worry about a thing, baby.
Okay, ready.
'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it.
Right. Well, you had it here, guys. Amazing performance by Sylvia and Lily.
I am currently making a fake Dutch Bros account, so and saying it's my birthday tomorrow. So when we go to Dutch Bros, I get a free drink.
Oh yeah, guys. By the way,
is that okay? Well, God forgive me for that.
If you guys have a Dutch Bros around you, and if you guys didn't know, if you put your birthday in as the day of when you sign up, yeah, it's even when you sign up, you put your birthday on that day, you get a free drink. Well, we can't all just put our birthdays in on the same day. Yeah. But also, if you put your birthday in, you also get a free one.
Did you give me a birthday gift on my birthday when I said it was my birthday? So you gave me a birthday party? Thank you.
I just want everyone to know I'm 5'5". I'm the slowest person around here. But guess who won a bet with Coben? Me. His goal was to put me in a bush because I said George Bush and pushed him into a bush. But no, I won. You hit the bush, so it considers to be in the bush. But I had a group of elite Secret Service called Maddie and Caitlin. Maddie took one for the team and got tackled into a bush. And I won because I was so speedy fast, and I beat him because he gave me a exactly. I won. Literally, I won.
That movie is so sad. I hate that movie.
It is so sad.
I love it, but it's so sad.
It's
so
sad. No, I like this mic. I think we're all losing our mind. Send help. This probably won't get aired because of how chaotic it is. Why? Don't, my mother.
I am the golden beaver.
No, you said I was the golden beaver.
Wait, let me tell them one more thing. Wait. So today we actually went
I'm sorry about this, guys. They took my microphone away.
And you took my mic off?
No, I'm talking through this mic now. All right,
Turn on the microphone.
I did turn the mic off.
Is it back on? Yeah, okay. Okay, so we went on the rafting area. It's like an old Olympic thingy.
I will tear down your whole podcast. I will break Get your ass
over. Me and Isabella are the only sane. Why do you keep trying to sit on my...
Get your ass over here,
I'm
you
trying to talk about today. Well, guess what? I don't care. So basically, went to this, like, burned-down Olympic... Oh, wait. Can you ask me the question how my day was?
So, how was your day, Sophie?
Oh, my day was actually terrible. I hit my head really hard on a rock, and I hit my butt on a really hard rock, and it hurt really bad, and I was laughing because I didn't want to cry. And then, you seem so interested in my day. And then I beat Coben in my bet and don't owe him $5.
Don't listen to him. Listen, here's the thing. I gave her a 5-second head start. She had three henchmen on her.
I actually made it decently far. If you saw me, you would not expect me to get that far and that fast.
Yeah, but I caught up to you. And the only reason you didn't go in a bush is because Maddie was...
And I told you
me.
To stop because you were dragging me across the grass.
And I listened
I did get grass burned, by the way, on my back. So thank you very much.
Well, that considers bush territorial.
No, it's not. A bush is with leaves.
But
it's
green, so it has it on it.
No, it's not. Oh, wait. the people I'm looking at are a little psychotic and crazy. They need a little bit of help. They need Jesus.
I'm
going to hand it off to Isabella because I love her very much, and she's my favorite, not Lily.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I've welcomed myself again to the podcast. Today we've had such an energetic day, hence why everyone is so hyped up. And today we're just kind of going to go over our last day of CIY. We're going to go over all of the new things we've created, such as the yak. And... See, you already hear him laughing. There's a story, many stories to tell. The yak and the legend, the golden beaver.
Oh my God.
Clap.
I'm so sorry for y'all. I feel so bad for anyone listening.
There's no need to say sorry because these stories are truly revolutionary.
This episode is going to be the most chaotic out of the entire week, and I apologize, but this...
No way.
Yeah, well, no, you guys only got kicked out because of the guy. It wasn't because of y'all.
This podcast.
Yeah, no, she did that yesterday.
Avoids all Baja blasting. So.
Hey, so, Isabella.
Okay, let's go.
How was your day today?
My day was actually so good. It started off low-key kind of dookie butt because I woke up pretty early and I needed to go get coffee with me, Sophie, Oliver, and Maddie. And we went to Dunkin' early in the morning as soon as it opened. And guess what, guys? I ordered a caramel cream frozen coffee. I go to pay for the frozen coffee. I have a $6 Dunkin' gift card. I tell the cashier. I tell the cashier. I'm like, okay, I have a gift card. Let me pay. She's like, we don't take gift cards. I'm like, hold on, what? I have a Dunkin' gift card. What you mean I can't pay for the Dunkin'? And she's like, we don't do that here. I'm like, well, I'm out of here.
Is it the one on? It's the one on campus, right?
The one on campus. I think it's because the funds, I guess, but it's still money, so I don't understand why. The funds, I guess, don't go to the college; they go to Dunkin'.
Yeah.
Which. It's only a $5 drink. I think it's not that big of a difference, but I had to pay my $5. Yeah. But other than that, had my coffee, enjoyed the day. We went. White water rafting.
Well, not really. We went where they do white water rafting.
We went in the area because supposedly someone died white water rafting, which is crazy. I think that's pretty insane.
Sophie's on the floor now.
I just got severely violated by Lily, so if you see her... You did. I'm not gonna explain.
Oh my God, they're gonna tell the show. Sorry, we're just talking about the
You can join if you want.
Oh, sorry, we're being loud.
Please come join the podcast.
This is what happens. Oh.
I think they have better pizza.
Yeah, I definitely think they do.
Oh my god, y'all have pizza? Loki? Okay, so
you are big. Okay, so let's get past this little awkward little laugh that we're having.
About?
You are saying that Lily was violating you.
No, before that. Oh, the Dunkin.
The Dunkin.
So, me, good night. Hope you have a great slumber. So, this morning, it was me, Olivia. No.
Lily.
No, so we were at Dunkin. It was me, Olivia,
you heard
Maddie,
you heard it here, folks,
and Isabella, and we see this group of kids run, like walking to Dunkin'. So our beautiful brains are moving faster, and we start mom walking, and it was the best thing ever.
You heard it here, folks. Lily is
a
quarter
of a blaster. I'm so confused by what I'm looking at. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, y'all.
There's a wanted poster for Lily now.
This is definitely not going to get posted.
No, I'm going to post this.
Oh, okay. I hope you do. Wait.
You guys are just going to listen back to this when you guys get home, and you're going to be like, what were we doing?
I thought you were using my charger. Oh.
Your charger doesn't work. All right. Back on top. She's using my charger. So on what?
I need to charge my phone.
But where are you going
to
charge it?
I have to charge my phone. Why didn't you bring the charger?
All right, we could talk about.
Why is it broken?
We could talk about chargers later.
It's okay, you can use
Sophie,
it.
Sophie, continue what? On.
Oh, y'all need to shut your pie holes, please.
I don't like that song.
I don't care if you don't like my tone or not. You are not the golden beaver, so you cannot. Man with the mic.
I heard that. It literally picked the audio up from it, too.
So if you hear a nice donk, can you shut up for 2 seconds while I talk?
I don't know why I'm running on the show, so I'm
okay, then you can go. Okay, goodbye. All right,
good night, Lily.
Anyways, since the loudmouth is finally leaving, we can finally talk.
Wait, Sophie, move your feet so Lacey can actually scoot in.
What am I doing?
Move your legs so Lacey can actually go.
Okay, so wait.
All right.
I just got a pillow to the face. Sorry, this is very ADHD. This is very ADHD type core right now. But I'm going to continue to tell my story even if there's background noise because I could care less. So me, Olivia, Isabella, and Maddie all went to coffee this morning. And there was this group that was doing like a service
like
before 7 o'clock in the morning. So we're like, we're going to beat them because the day before we stood in the line for like a solid hour. And it was honestly so bad, and we never wanted to do it again, so we left 15 minutes before than what we did yesterday. And then so we got there, we were the second people in line, so I got Lacey's order, and
I don't know, and I really don't know what's all right, we're 15 minutes
no,
in.
No, I want to and so this lady, she's like, how many pumps of vanilla beans do you want? I don't know, Keisha. So I'm just like, so she's like, how sweet do you want it? And I'm giving her the most dead look. I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, literally. I was like, I don't know. I was like, you pick because you seem like you're smart. And so, no, I thought of it. So I was like, I don't know. Just put out many as you want because I really don't know. It sounded good. So she said, okay. So she put three. Why are you taking away my mic?
Your mic is like glitching like crazy. I need you to.
Don't
place it on your chest. There you go.
So continue with my story. Sorry, happened about Dunkin'. I love Dunkin'. So I get my order and I got a large. Maddie got a medium.
Well, oh, I love chai tea. Okay, can I continue with my story? Thank you very much. Yeah. Okay, anyways, what was I talking about? Oh, I'm talking about Duncan. So, me and Maddie got the exact same order, but she put, shut up!
Can we please get on with this?
No, y'all won't let me finish my story.
Because you keep changing it.
Okay, let me continue. So, Maddie got a medium. I got a large. And
Yeah, no, Lacey, please take the mic away. Please take the mic away. I took her mic privileges away.
Did you turn off my mic?
Pretty much.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to continue my story anyway.
All right, there you go. It's up. Lacey, I'm about to let you like actually just take the mic for her because I need to ask.
I have an aneurysm. I can't touch there.
It's just wheezing in the microphone.
Okay, let me finish my story real
Stop
quick.
Stop laughing. Just get on with your story, please.
Okay, y'all, lock in.
You!
Y'all are not locking in. Okay. Okay, so I got my order, right? So they put 3 pumps of vanilla bean, right? Yeah, they did. And so did... But they also did that to Maddie's. But, so, if you didn't know, a large is a lot bigger than a medium. So, I needed more syrup, I didn't want to be that person to go back up, be like, I want more, even though I said I didn't care, but now I want more. So, I kind of just sucked it up and put 3 packets of sugar and added more milk and called it a day. And it was pretty flipping good. And thank you for listening to my story that got interrupted at least 15 times. Right. Now for the commercial break.
No, please. Please give it to Lizzie.
Wait. Please, nothing beats a tattoo holiday. You can save 50 pounds on a person.
That's 200 pounds off a family of 4.
Yeah, something like, okay, who wants the mic?
Give it to Lacey. Anyone, take the mic from Sophie. Give it away.
Good grief.
Oh, hi. Now we have an actual person to talk to. Hey, Lacey, real quick, can I see your phone? Do you have the Bible app on your phone?
No. I actually don't know where my phone is. Oh, it's right there.
Really? Can I?
Okay.
No.
Oh,
being racist.
What am I looking at?
No.
Okay, you do it.
Thank you. Are you on the Bible app? Oh yeah, you are. Yes. The verse of the day, Psalm 33. Stop distracting me. I'm trying to be professional here. Psalms chapter 33, verse 5. He loves whatever is just good. No, what is just and good. The unfailing love of the Lord fills the earth.
Clocky. Can you repeat that? Because I think some of us weren't listening or using our listening ears. Yeah. And I think it was really disrespectful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The verse of the day is Psalms 33, verse 5. He loves whatever is just and good. The unfailing love of the Lord fills this earth.
Isn't that what we were talking about, like the guy was preaching about, though, tonight?
No.
Like low-key.
I'm joking.
Never mind.
But how are you still going down there?
I think she's seriously crazy.
She is having a heart attack. But Lacey, so if you would be so kind to not mess with the speaker right now, we could get this. Oh, dog.
A bottle of water. Sorry, but.
Yes, indeed. That just reminded me. I need to drink.
A bottle of water. This is a Christian podcast. What is tequila? I don't know. Tequila. Oh, that makes sense.
How has your week been at CLI?
Actually, it's been pretty great. There have been a few annoyances, but you know, that's with most things.
Yeah. Like this one right here.
Right, right. But it's just like I have Jake Jake right here, so it's fine. Yeah, you should heed his words. Anyways.
She's got a point.
I know, I do say yapping. But it was so good. Honestly, I think this week was a highlight for us. It was the best DIY, I think. I know, like, it was a little bit off at times and stuff, but I think tonight it really brought it all together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what about tonight? Good. You know, what about, like, the whole lesson and everything tonight that we had? I'll think about it.
Why don't we hear from Sylvia? I haven't heard her.
Yeah, no. Well, we'll get. We're going clockwise. We went with Isabella, then we'll go back around. I'll make you that deal.
A gentleman's agreement.
Yes. So yeah, talk. Okay, that means she's gonna end up passing out on the floor.
Thank God. Let me mean it. Oh no, you're leaving.
Oh no.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
All right, so back to what we were saying. she's still looking.
Stay creepy, I guess. Yeah.
All right, so Lacey, how was your experience with tonight, like, and everything that went on?
I don't think I've heard a preacher like that at CIY.
I thought it was amazing. I thought this is what the energy, like, we needed this kind of energy.
Yes, I agree. He, like, brought the energy that the rest of the week was like.
I will say, I 100% believe that people with accents bring so much more energy.
I think you're just tuned in more because you're not used to hearing people with, like, specific accents. And so then you just love to hear them talk.
Yeah. So
and
like,
you're, like, focused on that.
That's, like, was it? That's why we're kind of like joking about the fact, like we were joking about like acting like from like the European side and stuff. And that's because our speaker tonight was, from the European coast.
Well, yeah, he was Australian.
That's on that side of the coast. You know what I mean?
What I was going to say was, hold on. I like how, obviously I like when they have like analogies and they have little stories to tell. Like a lot of the preachers were like, oh, like the hospital story and like, oh, when I was young.
Yeah.
But, no, it's okay.
Like a recap on that story real quick. I'll give a quick recap. And for that night, the preacher, talked about how since he's from what, Texas? He's got that Texas Ranger mentality. The one where he got cut his arm on the on his fence.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, there was two.
Yeah, no. But so I think he was from – I think he said he was from Texas. And so him and his friend were playing like with a Frisbee, and they ended up throwing the Frisbee on the roof. And so he thought it was a good idea to go up and climb up all the way to his roof because his mom was sleeping and he didn't want to wake her up. To climb up on the roof, and then he got the Frisbee, which like I thought it was going to go a completely different direction, and then I jumped the gun too soon because it did, because he forgot what gravity looked like, and as he was climbing down from the house, he slipped, and he had one of those. Wooden metal, no, he had one of those wooden jagged fences. Wait, talk to him?
Hello.
All right, yeah. He had one of those wooden jagged fences that are like sharp at the top. And when he fell, it hit him right in between his chest and his arm. But it, his mom was a nurse, so he was able to get, like, stitched up.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But so that's what we were talking about there. So if you want to continue on about today.
Well, yes. Those are one of the many stories that they talked about, and in a way they would tie that to, like, their main lesson.
Indeed.
But depending, I think it was because it was the last day, there, he didn't necessarily have to bring, like, a story. Like, he didn't have to start. I liked how he just started off bat, and he was just crazy with that energy.
Yeah.
Like, usually, like, for most of the other days, it was, like, it was slow, and then it was, like, a build-up to, like, the peak where they would kind of be a little stronger and they would start yelling. But
he just jumped the gun.
I think I liked how he just jumped the gun and he maintained that energy. And it was so, like, so much energy that, like, we were laughing because we did not expect it. And we're like, oh my gosh, who is this guy? Like, he is the Golden Beaver. The Golden Beaver, for those who don't know, that's a story to tell for another day.
Yeah.
But the Golden Beaver is a title that is, like, up there. Up there. Right below Jesus. Yes. Right below Jesus. No, but I really liked his energy. I liked his message. I think it was really captivating. And it for to send us home with a positive attitude to lead in God's kingdom.
Indeed.
Amen.
Yeah. Your turn.
I don't really know what to say.
So I'm just going to ask you. What were your thoughts on this whole week so far?
This week was really good, but it was really laid back. I feel like I... excuse my voice. I'm a very big worship person, and I sing to, like the top of my lungs.
You know, we, like, last song, we, like, choreographed the whole, like, little thing.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm really passionate about worship, so excuse my voice.
It's okay.
But I came into this week... I was unsure where God wanted me to direct my life after I devoted my life to Christ and I got baptized on Sunday, last Sunday. Ooh. But then I was like, okay, like before I got baptized, I was like, my next step is baptism. And then I got baptized. And then after I got baptized, I was like, my next step is ? Like I wasn't sure. And then this week just gave me the clarity that I wanted. The clarity that I asked God for, and I felt like I was called into medical ministry, so hopefully I can take what God has told me to do and run with it. Although I do believe CIY last year was a lot more impactful in the sense that they had really I'm not trying to undermine anybody when I say this, but they had a lot of like, for example, the preacher tonight, he was so passionate. And CIY last year, every single day you would get that sort of, like, passionate impact. And I personally, I'm a very loud person. And I'm very passionate about the things that I love. So I just loved that energy. I loved it so much. And I feel like this year was a lot more subtle and a lot more relaxed, which is okay. I feel like it's good to take a while to slow down, but
oh Lord,
but they got
crazies are back.
Yeah,
needs her pills.
She needs her iron deficiency pills. Huh? No, you, yeah. Oh, you are. All right. Wait. All right. Yeah. All right. So. All right. I got a good question for y'all. I got a good question for all of y'all, but y'all need to pay attention and listen up. So.
We are so ready to answer this question.
Don't mind her. Just don't mind that one. Don't mind that one.
Oh. On the way back, you guys have to.
Are we going back on the way back?
When you go, get a beef brisket.
Yeah. All right.
What? Why did you bring that with you?
Yeah.
Why
wait. By what? I have 15
he
minutes
has
left.
5 minutes.
No,
so, Coben needs to get back to his dorm.
All right. So, so if you guys would pay attention, Lily.
Okay, we got to lock in.
If you would pay attention, I'd be able to ask you the question. Oh, hi. A good question that I'm going to have everyone participate in is, to your normal lives instead of camp, just camp. So you first.
Okay, wait. Restate the question.
No, you be quiet.
Yeah, she could go first.
No, it's okay.
Lily, go first.
Okay. Oh, I'm scared.
Every time I have something good to say, you guys tell me no. So one thing that I'm gonna carry over with me. Bro, I don't care about that Lucky Charms. Anyways, I do. I'm sorry, Juju. Anyway, okay. One thing that I'm gonna carry over when I go back to my real life is to just remember to forgive myself, because I think everybody deserves forgiveness. Even if you feel undeserving of it, you still should not doubt yourself. And only when you come to church camp or when you go to church, you feel like, oh, okay, everyone forgives me now because I'm owning up to my mistakes and I'm rededicating my life and everything. But it doesn't matter if you rededicate or not. Like, because I didn't rededicate my life. I didn't do the white, like, little tie thing, or I didn't do the orange one either. Like,
yeah.
I just forgive myself.
You know, you're good. Keep going.
Okay, yeah. And coming from, like, a really strict culture and background, you have to, like, really just allow yourself to be forgiven.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all I have to say, and I'm going back to bed. Good night, everybody. Lord bless.
Good night, Lily.
The Golden Beaver lives!
Give it to Lacey.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Coben. I'm not sorry, Coben. I love y'all.
Good night, podcast. All
right.
My name is not Lily.
All right.
Night, not Lily. Okay. Good night. Me too. All
right, Lacey.
Yes.
How about you?
Lily, y'all. In right. timeout, literally.
Come on, I'll wrap this up. Don't worry. I just need y'all to answer this question, then I'll get the guys.
I'm sorry. I feel like more, it's hard because being in ministry, and I don't want to speak for Jonah, but like you can experience like not burnout almost, but like, I don't know, you just sometimes need
spiritual, like, tiredness sometimes.
Yes. Well, yeah. Well, but it, I mean, like, to be rejuvenated in a sense, and it's always so refreshing whenever we go to, like, camps.
Yeah.
Like Lake Aurora and CIY, and you can literally see hundreds. And today, I think he said there was, like, 1,300 kids here this week. Like, over 1,000 kids literally praising the Lord. Like, how do you not get energy from that? So I think just taking that with me and just remembering that, because you guys can, like, preach to us too, and you guys were, just with how dedicated you guys have been this week.
Yeah.
And on fire for the Lord. So I don't know. It gave me a little boost, and it made me feel good.
That's good.
So I'm going to remember that.
All right, Sophie. You had said.
Okay, what was the question?
What can you take away from camp that you can continue to use in your everyday life as soon as you get back?
Let me actually lock in for once. For me personally, I would say that that Lacey and Jonah will always have a back no matter what. Multiple people, really half of the things were about your youth ministers and your youth sponsors, whatever you have,
that they will always be there for you and you can always count on them. And I asked a question to one of the guys that was talking about ministry because I want to go into that field. And I was asking about who I can trust, and they're like, you can trust them. And that really just tells me that I can literally text Lacey at whatever time. Doesn't mean she always answers right away, because she does have a kid.
She's just
she does
a girl.
Have a kid and goes to bed at like 8 o'clock, which is honestly solid, because I would too. But she will always end up showing me like the Christian way, and I can always lean on to her when anything. And if she doesn't have the answer, she'll pass it to Jonah, and if Jonah doesn't have the answer, he'll give me a Bible. I'm like, oh, period, preach. But I really just got out of it, like, that I can always trust and lean on them and just lean on my church community and our church group. And, yeah, that's what I took away from this trip.
You want to pass it over? All right. I think Isabella, you still need one.
One thing that I'll take away from this week is that there needs to be unity. I feel like sometimes you can't do things alone. You can never do things alone. Because just being together with people makes it stronger. I think it makes your faith stronger with God, your connection to God. I can't talk right now. I think that when we're together, everything is better. And I think that a lot of us have drifted or have regrets or have fallen into a hole where they don't feel that connection with God, or they are in a tough spot. But they just have to remember that we need to deviate from these negative feelings.
She said the words.
And come to church. And go to church every Sunday or Wednesday if possible. And just be with the people you love and appreciate everyone with you. And sign up. Go to Lake Aurora. Go to CIY. Go to these camps, because you're going to see that your connection with God is a lot stronger than you think.
And that one I can agree on, that CIY, well, mostly CIY because Lake Aurora is only in Florida, but CIY is all over the United States, and they're starting, right now they only have like one going on the European side, but in the States it is a life-changing experience, and it is worth the time. And I know a lot of y'all are probably like, oh, but I don't want to go away for a week, and I don't want to have to like stay away from family. I don't want to have to do all this. Trust me, that's how I was my first year. But after going there and like spending the whole week there with all my friends and hanging out with everyone I cared about, or I care about, I didn't mean to say it like that.
He doesn't care about him anymore.
No,
let's just say
I always will care about you. But
past tense.
I'm sorry,
that's
I didn't
conversation
mean it.
For another day.
Yeah, but it is a very life changing week, and I will 100% say that the first CIY year, that is what 100% like fully made me want to like follow Jesus, because like I was going for about a year at that point. But I was still having doubts, and I was hesitant on everything. I'd question myself. And, like, sometimes I still do, but, like, it isn't, like, the same kind of doubts, you know? But, yeah, so after going and just seeing the energy there and seeing how, like, you could feel, like the Holy Spirit in the room, it is a really life-changing experience. So you guys should definitely spend a week up there. Or tell your friends, or invite them, talk to them about it, and just, yeah. So, yeah.
Preach.
Big preach. All right. I'm going to do another cut here, like how I did in the last episode. So, for you guys, it's only going to be a second. For me, it's going to be like 30 minutes.
It's going to be a very long walk.
But, yeah, I got to walk like a
today,
mile.
Tonight, all of us have to pack because we're leaving.
I totally forgot.
We have to leave at 7. Okay, I got that. Exactly at 7, but which means I have to wake up at 6, and I don't like doing that. But what can we do, y'all? We are getting Dutch Bros, which will be the highlight of my day, and I'm so happy. All right, guys. Have a great night.
Good night for the girls.
Good night for us.
I will be good trip for COVID. Good trip for
COVID. Bless you.
All right. Well, we're going to cut to it in 3, 2, 1. All right. We are back. That totally wasn't like an hour and a half since I left. But, hi. Now we have a new group of people. We have...
We got Sick Julius.
Yeah, Sick Julius. And then who do we have over there?
Isaac.
And then who do we have all the way back there? Who doesn't want to be a part of this lovely podcast tonight because he's too busy playing Grow Garden?
Watching YouTube. Watching Ryan Trahan.
Ryan Trahan will always be here. The podcast won't. All right, guys. You know, since Kenny wants to be a little...
Whoa, you pulled those out.
No. I was thinking about it, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Joyce, we get it. You're fat. No, you don't get any. You're not part of the episode. No. Until you pull out a chair. But, guys, you know, I'll start with you, Julius. How was your week at CIY, like, in total?
I feel like it definitely could have been better. I could not be sick, and I could probably actually eat something other than cucumbers and watermelon and drink sweet tea.
Interesting diet.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I feel like I've lost like 20 pounds since we've been here. That's probably way over exaggerated. But one, I'm sick, and two, very, very bad food. But otherwise, the energy has been great from everybody else but me.
Yeah.
But literally. No, for real. Like, it's been a good week. Pretty good week.
Yeah.
With worship and everything, and me... Whoa, I was about to say something weird. I don't think it was something weird. Me coming out to wanting to do some sort of...
Ministry.
And being able to share the gospel, right?
Yes.
Being able to share the gospel with other people out of the community that aren't really into it, and being able to do it with people outside of the church and bring people in and possibly change people's lives in that sort of way. But yeah, I feel like I could probably do that because I feel like I'm all over the place, and I could really try and help people that are struggling with whatever they're going through. So, doing that and talking about it feels... You good?
Yeah. No, the mic. No. Yeah, just don't touch the bottom. Just.
Okay. My bad.
No, you're good. I just got like jump scared, and probably the listeners will too. But hey, if I have to experience this, you do too.
And so yeah, but it's something new to me, and I didn't know I could do it outside of the church. And now I know I can, and I'll be able to, and I'm going to. So yeah.
All right, and Isaac, what about you?
It taught me some new things. Some stuff I've...
Bro just pulled out a burger from his pants.
You just pulled out a burger from his pocket?
Is that been in your pocket since cookout? Oh, he's just going straight in.
He's just munching it.
He found that. He just pulled that out of his pocket. Yes.
That's disgusting.
Ow. Can I take a picture of this?
Pocket burger. We've had pocket donuts, and now we have pocket burgers.
That was at least 7 hours. Bless me.
That was almost 12 hours ago. It's been a rapper in the popular group.
Why don't you just put it in Jonah's mini fridge?
You're going to get so much more sick. Bro, it's sitting at, it's cooked food, right? Sitting at room temperature for over like
Kenny's being an adult now.
Honestly, by then it starts growing back.
So
imagine 12 hours sitting at room temperature when it's supposed to stay above.
But in tinfoil,
120. No,
no, that nothing you say will justify this. Okay.
120 degrees. No, throw it out. Spit it out. Bro, I'm serious. And if you swallow it a little, that's probably fine.
We get the comedic bit, but yeah, don't get more sick. But continue,
if
Isaac.
If it was like a cold cut sandwich, that's different. But that's cooked meat, ground beef.
All right. So that's been our whole week.
And well, you can bring it a little closer. Just don't bring it like up to here. You know, like bring it like here. You're good.
You're good.
So that's been our whole week, and it could have been better, but. You know, we had our fun moments, you know, here and there, but I just felt like it kind of needed to be more as, like, working as a, like, a team, like, as a group, because, like, I've seen that mostly during worship, and worship, the energy has been, like, the energy levels have been so high, we've been getting, like, such a spiritual high from the worship.
Yeah.
And I felt like, you know, just... Just seeing people my age.
We get it.
Just...
You want food. Okay.
Bro, please.
Okay, since you asked nicely, I'll give you food. Sorry, we starve our employees here at DB8.
No. But I won't eat them all.
You just grab. No, you don't get any because you're not sitting here. No.
Just let me get some.
No, you don't get any. You didn't want to be. You didn't want to be a part of this. You don't get any.
There's Skittles gummies?
Yes.
Yo, you're actually gatekeeping.
I am gatekeeping. You didn't want to be a part of this. So, you thought your bedtime, laying in bed was... Did you just fart?
No.
You better not have on my bed.
I think it was the bed.
I did.
Oh, guys, why are these seats making noises? No. All right, Isaac, continue, as you were really interrupted by these two.
And you gave me a grape one, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Continue.
And I seen, like, while we were worshiping, I felt like everyone felt like, mostly everyone, I felt like they had, like, some sort of spiritual high. I feel like that's been, like...
Especially tonight.
Yeah, especially tonight. Because it's the last night, and, you know, we're going back to our, like, our old lives, and, you know, it just... I don't know, it's just kind of, like... You know, it doesn't feel right. I mean, I kind of want more.
Bless you.
And the worship is great. The food, like the people here are great. They're super nice. The dorms, they're pretty cool too. We have actual air conditioning and food. It's aight, but yeah, but this week it's been fun, not so fun, great, good, you know, it's kind of all over the place, but you know, the Holy Spirit never fails to enter us when we need it most, and I felt like he's in our hearts now, and we feel like, I'm pretty sure I could speak for everyone when I say this, and I felt like the Holy Spirit moved in us again, like it did, like Aurora, and I just kind of want everybody else that's listening at the other side to, and everybody that in this entire world, just to know and realize that Jesus loves you. and he'll do anything it takes just to get a relationship with you. And if you're unsure about it, just right before you go to bed, or right before you start your day, or right before you do anything else, just get on your knees or sit there and pray. Praying is not just asking God for things. It's basically just like, it's a conversation. So a lot of people get this wrong. Like, Christianity is not just a religion. It's a relationship with God. Like, imagine you're dating this girl. Imagine you're dating this girl and you're not doing anything for her, and you only talk to her like once or twice because you feel like you're obligated to. That's not really much of a relationship, is it? That's just like an arranged marriage. But with Jesus, people like, they talk to Jesus like that, and you know, he's a person too. He has feelings, and God just wants to talk to you, and he doesn't need you, but he wants you. And it's super sweet because, you know, it's a feeling that people don't realize or understand. Some of you might feel lonely. Some of you might feel depressed. And we get it. We understand. Some of us came from those backgrounds. But once you realize that Jesus wants to make a relationship with you, it means that he loves you and he wants to care and he cares about you. So how I can reach out to you right now, right here, right now, is that just pray. Like, the more you do it, the more you practice it, the more it gets easier. Just like, don't just like ask him. Yeah, you can ask him for this and that, but like, when you get the chance, just sit there and just talk to him like he's sitting in front of you, or talk to him like he's your best friend. And it's a ray of sunshine, and it's like a bloom of peace. And if you feel that, then you know for sure that the Holy Spirit's working in you. And yeah, just pray and see what happens. Because prayer works and it's powerful. Yeah. So it's been my week. So what else is happening?
Kenny, do you want to come over here and talk about your week?
I'm too
tired. You literally jumped out of their bed just to get gummies.
That's how good the week was. Okay, I'm tired.
Sorry, the mic didn't pick that up. I need you over here.
That's how good the week was. Okay, I'm tired now. Really tired, actually.
We might need you to speak up.
How about this? How about this, Kenny? If you come over here and talk about your week, I'll let you get some gummies.
I can't hear you over my napping and my...
All right, never mind. You had your chance. I ain't giving you another chance. See, I'm not... See? Okay. Well, I think my week went well. Because even though I'm tired, I'm not complaining about it, like some people. But I think we're all pretty tired. And I thought this year, I love CIY and everything, but I 100% agree that Lake Aurora this year still beats CIY for me.
Oh yeah.
CIY was good and all, like this year, like. Especially tonight. Tonight actually like brought the energy that was needed, but like I still like I didn't get as much of a spiritual high as I did at Lake Aurora, because Lake Aurora I got back and was like just ready to do anything, and then this one is like, yeah, I understand. Like, I think this one was more just like the reassuring type thing this year, and that's okay. Like. Not every year has to be the complete same thing, because then after a while it'll get boring, but, you know. My week so far has been pretty good. I did a lot of walking and skateboarding around the campus. Mm-hmm. I liked the speaker tonight because the speaker tonight was really good. Like, also, like, I think people with accents just bring a lot more energy than
they bring us. A character.
They do. And I thought it was great. You having fun over there, champ, on TikTok? Yep. Okay. But as I was saying, also, if you guys are wondering why Jonah's not here right now, he went nap. He tired. No, he went tired.
It's 12:40 in the morning. Whoa.
Please be careful with the microphones, please.
It's 12:40 in the morning right now. And I'm waking up at 5:45. So I can pack and get ready before 7.
Just because you're waking up at 5:45, I'm going to wake up at 5:44 just to beat you out of spite by 1 minute.
Okay, Coben, because yeah. I don't plan on waking up at my 5:45 alarm because yeah. I have a 6 o'clock alarm.
Yeah, I know. But is that one just like your reassurance?
Yes.
Okay.
But
my mind has its own timer. I always wake up at 6 o'clock. But,
yeah. So no one is actually nap time. It is almost 1 o'clock in the morning, and we all have to be up early.
Well, I mean, it is Jonah nap time though.
What do you mean nap time?
Because it's bedtime for him. But it's bedtime specifically for Jonah because he has to drive 13 hours in a van straight.
Yeah, I don't.
Did you just fart? I heard.
No, it's my foot.
Okay.
I don't fart. Well, yeah, I do. Yeah, I do very much fart, but I would never fart in your bed. Lily.
All right. Baja blast. Yeah. No, but all right, guys. I have another question for you. I asked the girls this: what is one thing that you can take from this week that you can use back in the real world or back in normal life?
Like forgiveness. I think the tonight morning session today and afternoon session yesterday, they did talk a lot about forgiveness and to forgive and
yeah.
Think of someone. I think I'm saying it right, but think of someone as a better person than.
It's like don't let their past define who they are.
Yeah, and just forgive and find out who they are in the moment and who they can be and grow with. And I feel like I can most definitely use that because I know a lot of people that I feel like I have held grudges and are holding grudges with based on their past. Even though they may have changed. And I feel like I can come back and talk to people about how they've changed and that they have actually become a better person to do that with. I think I said that right.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely being forgive. No. Definitely forgiveness and to forgive is going to be a very major one that I can use in the future. So we're going to go ahead and pass the mic to Isaac.
Yeah, there has been like a lot of forgiveness and like people talking about forgiveness during the week. And we can relate to that because there's been times where we resented against people who had done us wrong. Even though we feel it's right, we should forgive them. Not for us. I mean, not for them. We shouldn't forgive them for them, but we should forgive them for us. Because in order to be part of the body of Christ, we need to heal ourselves first and give him the baggage. So we don't have to carry it on our own. Because Jesus can help us carry it. And... Sorry, what was the question again?
How can you, what's one thing you can take from this entire week or from CIY Total and use it into, like, the real world? Like, or back in, like, your own, like, world, like, in your own life.
Okay. You know? So,
I have a talent and passion for filmmaking. And I wanted to be in the big leagues, you know. I wanted to go into Hollywood or, yeah, stuff like that. And I just, you know, I just wanted to make, like, movies and stuff. And, you know, I just wanted to express my talent and, like, show people what I'm passionate about. And I didn't know I could do that through ministry. So I don't necessarily want to go into Hollywood. Not anymore, at least. I want to go into probably, like, Angel Studios because it's more faith-based. And I just want to make movies and shows that have, like, legitimate Christian messages in it. Like, they don't have to be Christian movies, but they could have Christian messages. Like, some of my favorite films, like Lord of the Rings or Hacksaw Ridge or, you know, Fury. And those movies have Christian messages in it. And some, like, Hollywood-level films like Passion of the Christ, those are, that's a good example of what, you know, what a message is. Because if you asked me what the biggest church in the world right now, I'd probably say the movie theater. And why do I say that? The movie theater can bring in an entire audience one night just to let them see whatever they want. And that's, it could be either good or bad. But if you're watching something, does it show you who God is? And you're watching something to escape reality? That's cool, because I do that too. I'm pretty sure everyone does it who goes to the movies and just watches them to escape reality. Or music, listening to podcasts like this one. Highly recommend it, by the way. Or just talking to friends, hanging out, just spending quality time with Jesus, talking to God. And where do you find God most in your life? Mine, I found it through messages and people talking, God talking through people. So how I knew God was real the first time that I saw was, he spoke to me through other people, whether that be in sermons or whether it be like youth leaders or friends of mine or just people that just randomly just like talk to me, and I kind of see the signs. And the second thing is, you start to cry and you feel like this heartwarming, like this melting, tingling feeling that like you can't describe. Like, it's not adrenaline, it's not blood, it's not, you don't know what it is. And that's how you know that it is God. God is real, Jesus is real, and he's working through you. The Holy Spirit is working through you. And I want people to feel that exact same thing. So how I use my talent and my passion and my gift is that I will make a movie and put a Christian message in it. Because once you escape the reality and go into the world of the movie or show, whatever you're watching, you tend to pick up a message, whether that be kindness. Kindness is a new punk rock. Or...
I know that reference.
Yeah.
I understand that reference. These other buzzers don't.
Or just love is more powerful than hate. Or friendship is the cure to loneliness. Or maybe helping people or giving is better than getting. You know, there's a lot of messages in movies. And there are some Christian ones that really hit hard, and you know, and some of them make sense. So that's how I use my passion, my talent, my gift. I would use it to send a message out to people who need it the most, and people who want to know more about Jesus. I'll tell them explicitly through that movie or show
or podcasts, whatever platform I could reach. It's just, I want to use this talent and gift, not for my own personal gain, but for anyone who's trying to find Jesus or anyone who wants to know him on a personal level. And that's what I've been praying for since, you know, since the beginning of this year. And so I can't wait to see where this, you know, this year takes me, or like my life takes me, or where this
you're good.
And where this talent takes me. And I can't wait to show you guys what I make. And I'll be praying about it. And I just, Jesus is not just our God. He is everyone's God. And he is our Lord and Savior. And so, just pray about it, you know? Because if you ask for a sign, he will give it to you. And read your Bible. And yeah, pretty much that's where my talent's going to take me.
All right. Thank you, Isaac. Yeah, this has been pretty good. It's actually funny that the guys were actually surprisingly a lot more chill than the girls were, which the girls
were so chaotic.
Yes. But that has been our CIY trip, and we cannot wait to do it again next year. But we will be back on Sunday, which is in 2 days. And when we get back, we're doing another episode. And then after that, I am leaving for a week by myself. So whether I see about bringing some equipment with me, or if I have someone else take charge while I'm gone, that is unknown yet, but I will keep y'all updated. But thank you guys for listening and joining us on these episodes that we've done. It's an interesting one. But yeah. Also, if you guys didn't know, anyone who's listening, in the auditorium, there's like maybe 1,000 plus kids in it. And so one year I went up on the stage. I thought that was pretty cool. This year I went on a different part of the stage. It's stage B. It's not really a stage, it's just outside of the stage. Why did that autocorrect? Wait. Why is yours different? I don't know. Julius's phone is weird. I shouted out the podcast page in front of 1,000, like up to 1,000 people. Yeah, like 1,500 people. So that was pretty sick. And so hopefully they start listening if they know how to spell it correctly, because we didn't really give them like photos or anything. We just said what it was. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, they might spell it the correct way because we spell ours in three things. But, yeah. So, hopefully, a lot of listeners are from CIY. And if so, let us know what you guys think of the podcast. Go follow us on Instagram. Go give us a rating on any of the platforms you listen to us on. And we will give feedback. We will try and help make things better. You guys have ideas for us, we will do those ideas, because we want to grow with everybody, not just for us. So yeah, I just want to say that. And yeah, I think that's the end of our CIY specials. We only got three done because yesterday was a very tight schedule, so we didn't get one done yesterday. So we're missing episode 2 and episode 4, but we have 1, 3, and 5. And I think that's pretty good. We got 3 episodes. And then we're doing 1 a day after we get back. So it's a big round of applause. Yeah, big. Excuse me. excuse me, sorry. But yeah, that's been our experience. So good night, everyone. Hope you guys enjoy the finale of CIY specials, and we will come back with more CIY specials next year. We're going to continue this on Sunday.
Good night and God bless.
Good night.
Good night. Did you? I think I got that one. All right. Yeah, Joyce departed. Good night.